Well, good morning. Maybe. I think. Yeah, I think it's recording. Just check the plug. I have almost a full charge on a brand new battery. So with any luck at all, I won't have the silly thing failing on me halfway around. Today is October the 18th. It is 9:39 a.m. Right around 9:30. It's almost 10 o'clock. I'm running a little late this morning, on purpose. I wanted to, have it be light. I wanted to, give the snow on the sidewalks a chance to melt off. There really wasn't that much. It could have gone earlier, but I wanted it to be light. I wanted it to be at least pleasant. And, I had a bunch of stuff that I wanted to catch up on online before I start my long trek all the way down to Denver. Today starts Mile High Con. I have a panel in about 8 hours, 5 o'clock local time. It's 10 o'clock, 7 hours, yeah, 7 hours. I can't check in for another 6 or 5. The check-in time is 3, so yeah, I got a while before I have to be there. And I'm taking a very relaxed stance. I recorded a bunch of stuff this week, or thought I recorded a bunch of stuff this week, which didn't actually record, for one reason or another. One day it did record, and I have 18 minutes of the inside of my pocket going whoosh, 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 whoosh. You know, exactly quality entertainment, if you get my drift. Where's Endomondo? I wonder if it's crapped out because I had airplane mode on when I started or something. Doesn't matter. I will get there when I get there. Sickness. I have been sick. I was sick even earlier in the week when I was walking. Today I feel as good as I have for well over a week. So with any luck at all, I now have a weakened immune system and I'm about to go into con crud territory. So I'll probably be sick again next week. I don't care. I'm going to a convention. I'm going to go have fun. I'm going to go sit on a bunch of panels, a couple of which are really interesting, a couple of which are less interesting. One of them is on NaNoWriMo, which is kind of cool. One of them is on podcasting, which is also kind of cool. I'm moderating that one. And one is on the new face of publishing, and one of my long-time heroes, David Dworkin, is moderating that panel. I met David and his wife, Leona. I think it's Leona. A couple years ago. She's an editor. I want to talk to her about perhaps taking on my books and finding out what kind of schedule she needs, so that I have a paid editor and perhaps I can begin to build the kind of relationship with an editor that I think I need to work into. I was talking to Deb Geary the other day and she was saying how she had to go through a couple, and she's looking again, I guess, or was last time I talked to her. She's now happily ensconced in Victoria, British Columbia. And doing well. She's put a new book out that I just bought and devoured. That was a couple weeks ago. Maybe it was a month ago. Time, yes. The 18th of October, and the last time I remember it was like September something. So I'm a bit fuzzy on time. So let me think. Some highlights from what I tried to record earlier in the week. Escape artists. The fine folks who bring you Escape Pod, Pseudopod, and Podcastle are being hit pretty substantially by the economic downturn. Not too surprising. And they really need monthly subscribers. If you are a fan of those fine podcasts, those fine short story venues, consider tossing a few coins in the cup for them. They really need regular monthly subscribers. And they're looking at a December shutdown if they can't manage to keep the cash rolling to maintain escape artists as a pro-paying market. And I guess the rationale is if they aren't going to be a pro-paying market, they're not going to be a market at all. Because that was, after all, one of their calling cards. And an idea that I can respect. So I'm not sure how many people listen to my podcast who are also escape artist fans who haven't heard this before from some other venue. The word went out earlier in the week. I'm just getting to it now. Also, Dan Sawyer's Crudrat Kickstarter, the full voice cast, has been funded. Still has, I don't know, at least a week, maybe more, 10 days to go. He started the 1st of October. And they're working on stretch goals now, which should be really, really fun. If you want to have access to some of the stretch goals, to some of the backer rewards, you've got a few days yet to go over and find Dan Sawyer's Kickstarter. I worked with my kids yesterday at the high school. Oh, wow. It's like, last year's crew was pretty good. I liked them. They had some good stuff. They really did. This year's crew, awesome stuff. And I'm kind of saddened by the realization that, you know, here we are a week or so before Thanksgiving, before Halloween. And the reality is, I don't think any of these people are going to be done in time to get a book in their hands by Christmas. We might be able to get them a first draft by the end of the school year, which is like a week or so after, I don't know, it's December 17th or 18th. So half past December, we've got about 2 months left to get a full draft. And only one of them actually has anything close to half a draft in the first 2 months. It's just such great stuff. It's great, totally amazing stuff. I gave them a challenge last week when I was talking to them you've set the stage, you've got act ones, you've all got act ones here. Now, what's the thing? What's going to happen? Make it happen so that the story takes off. You've set the stage, you've got the basic premises set up, so have something happen now that takes the story to the next level. And they all did. They all did. It was so cool to see. It was staggeringly good to see. I was very pleased. Even though I was sick and had a headache and my lungs hurt and everything, but it was wonderful. Yeah, my lungs are still draining. So the other thing I talked about the last couple of days was Adina Shelley, A-D-I-N-A-S-H-E-L-L-E-Y. I'm pretty sure I mentioned her before. Lady of Devices is the first book in her series. I think they're novellas. All four of them is about the length of two good-sized novels. So I'm pretty sure they're like novellas. Monk Pole. but they are delightful. I picked up a box set. It was on a BookBub special, and even though I had read the first book already, I didn't realize that the whole series was out, or at least a series was out, that there were four books available. So when the box set popped up, it was like, ahoo! Let me snag that. And it's set in my TBR pile, my to-be-read pile, for quite a while. And now I'm sort of rewarding myself by going through it. Steampunk. Stories that are not, don't have steampunk painted on, that have steampunk as part of the story. They don't do steampunk just because it's steampunk. It couldn't exist, the stories couldn't exist without the punkier, steamier elements. The alternate history involved with a different Victorian world that still sort of has a foundation in the one that we know. I can't really put my finger on them. There is something terribly satisfying about these stories because they are so well constructed. They're almost clockwork in their precision. They're very tight. They are very carefully crafted. There are all of the things that you need to have in order to have all of the pieces in play at the same time and having them occur at exactly the right moment in the story. That it's perfectly logical, that there is a clockwork almost logic to the way the plots unfold. And it's not that they're terribly predictable, although I suppose there are some portions of them that are, you can pretty much be sure of. But there's enough surprise, there's enough carefully introduced chaos in this crafted engine that it works. It works really well. I'm into the last book now. I think I started part four last night. So, Adina Shelley, A Lady of Devices. Or I guess it's Lady of Devices. Which is book one. Much fun, much fun. I have selected some humorous readings. I don't think I actually got that news recorded. I'm going to take Hidalgo, the story I did for J.R. Blackwell, because it's a melding of horror and humor, which should be good for late night reading. I'm going to take Divine Inspiration, the Blasphemy in Three Acts. I figure I can read an act and let somebody else read for a while, and then read another act and let somebody else read for a while, and then do the last act. And it's humorous whether or not anybody will like it or appreciate it. I don't really care. I might take Mouse Mousey, the story I did for Matthew Wayne Selznick's promotional anthology years ago now. I might read that. Because that's pretty humorous. The problem with both Hidalgo and Mouse Mousey is that they've got this background universe that they're set in, a lot like the stuff that I write for Sigler. I can shortcut things because the universe exists and the people who are reading the books know what the universe is. And that makes them a bit more problematic when working in an open reading without a net with people who are not familiar with the universes. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. I don't know how many. There's supposed to be 5 of us or 6 of us. We start at 10 o'clock and go till whenever. Ugh. That's, I think it's tomorrow night. Better check. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Saturday night. I think I have just the homework laboratory this afternoon at 5 for 2 hours. Although, I'll have to check when I get there because they keep changing the schedule. We keep having cancellations. People who said they were going to be there decide, oh, well, no, sorry, can't. So, people are not coming. And as a result, those of us who are going will be getting extra panels, perhaps even on the fly, as we discover that panelists don't show up. It should be great fun. It should be great fun. This is my local con. This is what passes for my hometown con. And in 2015, I will be the guest of honor down at Cosine in Colorado Springs. They'll start up again in 2015. And I'll be the featured guest of honor down there for that reboot of the Cosine Conference in Colorado Springs. I love that conference. There's something about, it's a really, really, really small con. It's very well run. And the people who come to it are hella fun. It's so much fun to do. Apparently Endomondo has not actually started, or I would have heard something by now, I think. Perhaps it means I'm not actually recording for the 4th day in a row, but if not, so be it. My promise is only that it is what it is. But yes, it snowed last night. There's a dusting, as they say. And maybe places an inch or two. Most of the places where the sun has started to hit the grass, it's already starting to melt away. There's none, of course, under the trees because that wasn't a blowing snow. It was just snow. Well, look right here. There's probably 4 inches. Wow. Yeah, 3 or 4 inches on the lawn. Huh. Poor man's fertilizer. I guess I don't need to run the sprinklers. It's not a lot of water in it, but still. First snow, October 18th, 2013. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and I'm probably not going to talk to you before Monday. I'm not going to lie. I'm going away to the con. I'll be away until Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. And when I get back, I'll talk to you then.